You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
So our reading today is from 1 Samuel 1, 24 to 28. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. And she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. The passage, this is not part of our sort of official passage, but the passage goes on to then give us Hannah's prayer. This is the story of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, who is offering Samuel to the Lord. And it's a very interesting kind of episode here in the Old Testament. Hannah is one of these figures that we don't know much about, but she clearly shows up and is an illustration and a significant figure. But these two chapters in 1 Samuel are all we know of her. She's clearly a prefigurement of Mary, and we see that in a whole set of things in these couple chapters. Mainly, her prayer is really in some ways the template of the prayer that Mary prays after the angel visits her, the Magnificat. And so part of what we see here is the Lord already preparing a way for the family of the Messiah in some ways. And I think a couple things that are significant here in Hannah's life. One, we see her faith. She comes to, she's barren, she's without child, she wants a child. She comes to Eli and is before the Lord praying. And earlier in the chapter, we see that Eli thinks that she's drunk because she's praying so fervently. And she says she isn't, and there's this kind of amusing sort of back and forth. But what we see is her faith. She's really trusting in the Lord. She's confident in the Lord. And the Lord gives her what she is asking for. And then we see her faithfulness, not only her faith and her trust in the Lord, but then her faithfulness to do what she said she would do if the Lord heard her prayer, which is to give her son back to the Lord. And so there's something here in her own faith and then her faithfulness that I think is a good model for us. The other thing to note is her faithfulness and her life in some ways is celebrated with worship and this prayer that she offers and the worship that Eli gives in the temple with the bull and the elements of sacrifice, I think show this is the response to faith and faithfulness, is to offer worship to the Lord.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.